Hey, it's Marcy. We are here at the Rose Bowl getting ready for Metallica, and Lars Ulrich was nice enough to hang out with me for a few minutes before the show. How you doing?
You know what? Better and better. Thanks for asking. It's Saturday. We're in Southern California. We're playing the Rose Bowl, and you just gave me an envelope full of stickers.
How badass are those?
OG logo with the Metallica in there.
Yes.
And if you were to say to me in 1982, as I was driving around delivering the LA Times to various neighborhoods in Orange County, listening to KLOS between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., at that 35 years later, I'd be standing in the bowels of the Rose Bowl, getting ready to headline the Rose
Bowl,
and with my very own KLOS sticker with the Metallica logo in there. I would have said, I'm not quite sure I believe that, but whatever you're on, share it.
And so here you are.
Cool.
And so
it worked out well for all of us. Thank you.
And needless to say, you're as pumped about doing the show tonight as you were 30-something years ago.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Yes. I've had like 9 cups of tea today, so I'm fired up.
Energy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
There's all these cameras. You know, there's a camera right there.
Yep.
There's a camera right there.
We got two.
You got two cameras.
So are you guys still doing the, you're all pumped up on tea, or do you guys still close yourself up in the room for like a good hour and just go, getting yourself warmed up, a little pre-show ritual?
It's not quite an hour. It's more like half an hour, but there's a whole routine thing that happens. So you're the last interview, and then I've got one more meet and greet, and then after that there's some dinner. Primarily protein.
Fantastic.
And then there's a shake or two, a nasty protein shake. And then we get into stretching and getting massaged and kind of warmed up. Yeah, it's like a sports team. It's kind of pathetic. And then we end up in that room about 30, 40 minutes before showtime. And then we kind of play and warm up and have fun. And
so is it like a mini rehearsal? You're doing some hardwired stuff? Or is it just a let's go?
Yeah,
let's
just a little bit of all of it. It's at this age, it's like basically just get the blood flowing and have some fun, connect with everybody in the band. We're sort of running in 4 different directions backstage all the time, so we don't see each other a lot during the day. Somebody else is doing an interview in that room in there, and somebody else is over there doing something else. So in that room, in that tuning room, that's where we sort of connect, play, check in with each other, and then we walk from there up to the stage.
And get that energy pumped up, and that's why there's,
60,
70,000 people here tonight to see
something like
you.
That, yeah. It's kind of crazy. We haven't played here since we played it with Guns N' Roses in 1992. So I was thinking about that. That's 25 years ago. That's crazy.
That's a long time ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you weren't here in 1992. I was here. You probably weren't here. Well, you're here in 19...
I wasn't here.
Right, no.
I was
you were somewhere
I wasn't
else.
Right here.
You're right, okay. You were somewhere else. But I was here in 1992, now I'm here again 25. That didn't go very well. But I'm here 25 years later, and we're all in good moods, and it's all good. And happy to be back, all that good stuff.
You guys have to be in fantastic shape. You've been doing so many shows, and I know, and you guys are. You're in great shape. You've been doing a healthy thing lately, right? It's a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, it's been, I guess, like the last 10 years or so. I can't tell you there's one day that it changed, but, healthier. Healthier is probably a better way of saying it. Eat better, sleep. We're conscious of, sort of working out and warming up and not exposing oneself to hazardous situations too much, so no jumping out of airplanes or any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, come on. It's on the bucket list, no?
Exactly. Well, when all this is over, then we'll jump out of airplanes.
Did you do the green drink in the morning? Is there some kind of a treadmill? You go jogging?
Yeah, I prefer to run outside, actually. I'm not much of a treadmill guy. I will go on a treadmill if I have to, but I like to be out in nature. And so I ran around Greater Hollywood area this morning for 45 minutes. It was nice.
Very nice. Up to the sign? Did you go up to the sign?
Not quite up to the sign, but it was more in the flats, actually.
Yeah,
I'm more of a flats kind of a guy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a flats kind of girl myself.
Yeah, okay.
But this is inspiration. I need to light a fire under my ass so that I can go get a workout in.
Work out with your friends in Metallica, absolutely. They're coming next. The Jane Fonda tapes of 2017.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get those. And congrats. Hardwired to Self-Destruct, very successful album.
Thank you.
Top-selling rock album so far, 2017. That's huge. Platinum.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's unexpected. It's super cool that anybody still gives about buying records Metallica records, certainly. We put this record out 6-8 months ago, and it's been received beyond our expectations all over the world. And it's really cool that people care. And the craziest thing about it is that people actually they want to hear these songs live. We play 4 or 5 of them at every show, and a lot of times people will be like, play more new songs. Why don't you play this? Why don't you play that? So it's we're 6 months into the tour, and I think we're going to end up playing hopefully all the songs we've played. I think 7 or 8 of them. So it's very cool. People love this record. Who would have expected that?
I think there's many that would have expected that. Here's the thing.
We don't certainly take that for granted.
No, so. And I know you guys have multi-platinum under your belt at this point, but platinum is pretty. Would you say, I think a platinum album in 2017 is a lot different than a platinum album in, say, 1991 because of the music industry, specifically rock, and it's saturated. And what do you say? Why do you think that is?
Well, obviously, as you may have heard, there's not that many people that buy records anymore. So when they do, it's obviously a special thing. It's cool. There seems to be something about the way this record, and I'm not the best one to overanalyze and intellectualize this stuff because I get a little uncomfortable with it, but there's some sort of way this record's connecting to a large rock audience, Metallica fans, and a lot of younger kids who've never experienced Metallica before. So
isn't that great?
To see these young kids coming in?
It's timeless, I'm telling you.
We've been playing 3 months worth of shows in America, and there's a lot of younger people and people who, Metallica, they've never seen Metallica before. So it's a crazy time for that. But you don't take it for granted, and you certainly don't expect it. So the fact that it's happening is kind of mind-blowing. So it's kind of cool that people still care. And I would agree with your analogy that having a platinum album in 2017 is even cooler.
Yeah, it's quite the feat.
In 1817 or 1917,
It could very well be multi-platinum soon. I'm sure it will be.
Maybe, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
People are going to run out and buy this record after this interview.
go buy the record.
Not watching anymore. Just buy this damn record.
Oh, do it. Do it platinum. Because it's incredible, right?
There you go.
That's right. Okay, back to the whole rock scene. It's been kind of a challenge to find the new upcomers because of the way it is. It's a very saturated market. So, do you have any favorites? Any young bands that you're digging right now?
I'll name a few. There's a band called Counterfeit that are very cool that you should check out.
Okay.
There's a band called Baby in Vain that you should check out. There's a band called Cobble Dreams who I really like. Those are the first three off the top of my head.
Have you heard of Greta Van Fleet?
I have heard the name. I don't think I've heard the music. Should I check them out?
Yes. They're very Zeppelin-esque.
Okay.
They're all very young, I think, under the age of 20. We just announced their show at the Troubadour.
Okay.
Coming up October 19th. And I think the tickets went in like under 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it's pretty encouraging. Greta Van Fleet.
Check
those guys out. They're incredible.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not making any money.
No, that's fine.
I secretly manage them.
Greta Van Fleet, I will be checked out.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So, I was kind of skimming through your list of favorite metal and hard rock albums in Rolling Stone.
Sure.
Where does, and there's some good stuff on there. I would agree. Some AC/DC, Sabbath, Alice in Chains, Dirt.
They were like, wait a minute, Guns N' Roses is not a metal album. I go, okay, well,
it's
metal, hard rock,
and
Guns N' Roses' Appetite is one of the greatest albums ever, period. So I'm going to leave it on my list. So I left that on my list.
So where does Hardwired fit on that list?
Hardwired does not fit on my list because it would be too presumptuous to put your own record on your own list. So I'll leave that out.
Okay, okay.
Obviously, all those Metallica records have a special place in my Danish heart. But They when I think of great rock records, I try to sort of shy off Metallica records. We'll let other people put them on their list if they so choose.
Very nice. Okay. The top of the list. It's at the top.
Yeah,
it's at the top.
That's it. There was a lot of very good energy and nice thoughts coming Metallica's way, and obviously we do appreciate the fact that those Metallica records end up on top of some of those lists, and we do we know where you live, and we will find you either way. But I'll keep Metallica records off the top of my list. Thank you.
Okay, so as you know, it's very political out there. It's just out of control. There's a lot of artists who are loud and proud, publicly state their political opinion. You two rage. You guys have kind of dipped your toes in a little bit. But, you know, and I'm glad you didn't move to Denmark.
Thank you.
Because I heard that might be a thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's obviously a strange time. I don't know if you need another, you know, drummer in a rock and roll band telling you the state of the world, but it's odd all over the world. But, you know, there's, you know, what we do in Metallica is we like to try to bring people together, and we believe that music can help in that way. And you know, so traveling, you know, music is a great unifier, and being in lots of cool countries and lots of different places that have many different ways of looking at different things, you know, we roll in sort of neutral and play music and bring people together. I've played some insane shows where, you know, we've played some shows in like in Abu Dhabi, where there's kids from Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon and Syria, all just enjoying music together, hanging out, waving their flags, and leaving all the differences at the gates. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's when music really works, and it, when it really connects people. And I don't think you need another. I live in San Francisco. I think that if people that know me well probably can figure out which side of the coin that I'm on politically, that shouldn't be a great shock to anybody. But, you know, you don't need another guy in a rock band telling his opinion on the world out there. We'll let other people do that.
But if you could do one thing to change the world or to make it a better place, being where
free
you guys
ice
are,
cream for
free ice cream. Yeah. I dig that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the answer right there. You guys have been doing this for a long time. 35, 36.
Has it been that long? Yikes.
What is it? You guys have been at it for a long time. What was it? 82? 83?
We started just over there through that wall. About 10 miles on the other side of that wall over in Downey in 1981, yes. So I guess that's 36 years.
And you guys have been through it. You've been through, you know, the ups and downs. What would you say are the top three?
The top three.
Metallica moments.
Oh! Well, I'd say number one is free ice cream to everybody in the world. Without a question.
The top three Metallica memories, maybe.
The top three
through
Metallica
the years, through
memories.
The years. I like the ice cream idea, though. I definitely dig that.
So, see, other than this interview, the other two.
Well, thank you. It's going in the book, right? Yeah.
There are too many to list, he says diplomatically.
You've done this before.
Yes, I have. This is my third interview, actually, ever. So the first two set me up for this one. No, In no particular order, and just off the top of my head, I would say when we played in Moscow in 1991 to about 500,000 people on an airfield as the Soviet Union was collapsing, that was a pretty crazy day. Mm. Off the top of my head, the first time we played the Grammys in 1989, not very far from here, hard rock and metal was not really... it didn't show up a lot in those type of circles. And we were up on stage and playing, and the look on most of the people's faces in the front 5 or 10 rows at the 1989 Grammys as we were playing the song One was pretty precious. And then third on the list would be this interview. So there you go.
So it was the first and the last.
Yes.
And it will be in the book.
Absolutely. And having the Metallica logo
on the KLOS stickers.
That's tied for third.
Well, you know, Metallica being at the top of the mountain, rock right up here, we've had a tragic couple months, losing Chris Cornell a couple months ago. Most recently, Chester Bennington.
Yes.
Big staples in the rock community. What a bummer. I mean, I am a huge Chris Cornell fan. And that one really,
me too, yeah,
one really, really got. I think
and
you guys,
Chester, yeah.
You guys went to the service, right? Chris Cornell's.
Did not make it. No.
Oh, you didn't. But I did see a heartfelt tweet from you about Chester.
Yes, of course. Chester was a very kind, and very unassuming and very gentle soul, mm-hmm. who had a really big heart. And the first time I heard Linkin Park, I just singing those songs, you know, on the first album, when was it, in 99 or 2000? The power,
yeah,
that came out of him, it was just unbelievable. Yeah. It was so original and so unique. And you really, he was one of those singers that has that rare gift where every word that comes out of him sounds authentic. It's not just, he's not just writing something down that he's singing. It's like everything that comes out of him sounds like he feels and means every word, every nuance, every syllable. And we did a tour with him in 2003 where they were kind enough to come and play with us across America on a summer sanitarium tour. And we had a lot of fun. And all those guys are great guys, and my heart goes out to all of them and to the family.
Yeah, yeah. I threw the song One More Light on when I heard the news. I don't know if you're familiar with that song, but man, keep the tissues close. It was bad news. We got their memories will live on in the music. It does blow. I think it kind of shook the rock community.
Yeah, I think more than anything, it just, I think, reaffirms, without sounding too cheesy, that we got to live each moment to the max and just be in the moment. Every time we go out on stage, we try to take it all in, and you know, you never know when something can go sideways or something happened to you physically or something, you know. So life is beautiful, and we've got to just harness and maximize each moment to its fullest.
Yeah, very much agree. Lars, thank you so much
for
chatting with me for a little bit. We're gonna, you know, we've been doing Wall to Wall Metallica today.
Wall to Wall Metallica.
Wall to Wall Metallica all day, pretty much all day long. So
except
and we're
in
gonna
here.
And except in here
where it's a white paint to white paint.
But we're gabbing, so it's okay. When you guys wrap up, what song should we throw on? What Metallica song?
What Metallica song?
You choose.
How about the last one from the last album?
Which is?
Spit Out the Bone.
Spit Out the Bone, okay. Yeah, there it is.
Take it away in digital
fantastic.
KLOS world.
Oh, thank you so much. Got a Metallica show to get to.
All right, then.